Gamers, welcome to Dear Late Bloomers, where we talk about pop culture, Philippine show business, unpopular opinions, and mga ganyan-ganyan. Today, our episode is about celebrities we love and why we love them, featuring Catherine Bernardo and Mimi Young. Okay, so we're gonna talk about why we are fans of Catherine Bernard. So, ikaw, say mo.
Why I like her? Oh. Well, number one reason is I saw her acting chops since her childhood.
Mm-mm.
And I was amazed. Mm. So, mer na siya
talent.
Yeah, and then she's still maglagod sa iya.
No?
I don't know. It's like, you can't hate her. I don't know who hates her.
Ako pwede po ko kasabot ng other people.
No, she does not incite any hatred.
She incites, I know, from me, like...
Love. Marg maternal.
Maternal instincts.
Marg,
di ba I shared with you na marg, well, di man siya super exception. I mean, she's talented, but I mean, there's also a lot of other young actresses na talented, although I cannot name others. Si Catherine. Okay, I mean, I've seen her act pod and ang buganaan ko sa'yo mag-act. Pero, I know, it's her vulnerability that parang draws me to her. Kaya dili man good siya gapot og face. Like, funny kayo, because actress siya, but actually, sa yung mga interviews, she's very transparent for me. Like, dili niya ma-hide yung emotion. So, kung saputon siya, or, well, di pa kayo ko kaya sayang at saputon, pero kung frustrated siya, or kahilakon siya, kay mo,
di ba? Prefer yung voice.
Oo, so di siya, for me, like, she's very real.
Yeah, wala siya yung facade, and wala siya yung image.
Yeah.
It feels like she doesn't have an image. Marag, kwan lang yun, marag, yes, she was marketed as the girl next door, and marag, teen queen na wholesome, but I feel very her, as a person.
I agree.
Or dili contrived
iyang
persona.
Yeah, I guess maka-relate lang. Char, maka-relate. Di ba? Kanang having your feelings, wearing it
on your sleeve.
Na marag, wala siya yung ginatago. Marag mo na akong feeling sa iya, ha? So, I guess that's why. So, I guess it's also relatability, no?
Yeah. Relatable siya. I mean, Kath isn't super kanang rich or kind of out or anything. Pero, more so like kind of
normal
middle class family. And she happens to be an actress.
Yeah. Oh, siya po ng actress na. Okay, actress siya since pagkabata. Pero maging upbringing seems very normal.
Yeah.
Like, she has siblings who have regular
jobs.
Yan ang bitaw. Yeah. Dili siya stuck in. Which is funny because she's been acting since she was young. But it doesn't seem like she's just an actress, like, young life with her family is kind of...
Before, Morag, we were always frustrated na, Morag, oh, Kath needs to break out of her shell, more conscious pa siya. Not like in acting, but when she's...
Performing. Oo. Conscious siya. Makita din mo.
Pero, other than that, Morag, she's really herself.
Yeah. Which I really love about her. Mild mong good kasi yung personality. And not mild na kanang walay personality, but like, she's, moto niyo, she doesn't incite hatred. Maraging ano. Marag, you just kind of, marag, feeling ni mo, like, imo siyang ma-friend. Maraging ano siya na type of person.
Yeah. Feel good kasi siya.
Oh. Marag, normal. Yeah. Normal looking. Yeah, and I guess that's why we like Kath. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I was wondering where a friend likes Mimiya.
I think I have a few reasons that maybe why they like Mimiya. I think number one, she's the antithesis to a lot of these famous influencers in the Philippines. A lot of our influencers do luxury stuff. Like, they have luxury hauls, they have vacations abroad.
Yeah.
And there's all those unboxing of, like, fancy stuff.
Expensive.
And they really showcase their really privileged lifestyle. Meanwhile, Mimiya is so original.
I know. Like, it's amazing siya.
if you can see her background, di ba, it's honestly an Oracan closet.
Oh, kana mga pull out na pink or blue man tingali
ang and a plastic chair, and then there are like punda pillow pieces beside. It's like that's real life, y'all. Not to be mean or anything, but that's what you call murag sa terms of here ratchet. And then wow, like wala siya care. Like she doesn't go for pretense na oh dapat pachada ang akong background.
Yeah, like dapat white and then
dapat dapat Instagrammable akong background. Exactly. Wala siya yung so ana.
Real, authentic.
Authentic good siya, like
antithesis kid siya because even most like even new vloggers kailan dili pa sikat kay they strive for that or once they make money they start like fixing their background which is okay naman na, but it's just fun and refreshing to see
have someone that wala gini eh gitandog
niya yung care basta mara yung
muna yung webcam muna yung background dili ako maning kamot ka ay some background because my content is already really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and relatable siya because of that. Because a lot of us, the general public, don't have beautiful, we don't have beautiful backdrops. We have Oracan closets in our homes too.
And punda.
And punda. And like random stuff littered in our house. That's exactly. Us. Yeah. And I think number two would be, she makes original content. So as you know, she started the Lagang Pilipina trend. And at first I was so pissed that like other people had more views of their Dalagang Pilipina trend.
Actually, mga artista pagali ito, they had a lot of views. Yeah. Oh, those it girls. And
and I'm like, but Mimi has started it all. She should be getting all the credit for this. So I'm really glad that
eventually,
they all kind of like went back that Mimi is actually the brains behind this.
Yeah.
And other than that, katong sa Gitch and Girl Trends, I don't know if she started it, but.
Yeah.
Fresh kesha reaction, like she made a reaction video with a G-trend.
Yeah.
And it's like, no one really does that a lot sa Philippines because I guess vloggers are scared of kanang retaliation or kanang.
But medyo kung unpopular in my opinion, mahadlok sila og a lot of negative comments or something.
Yes. And even though si Mimi, dili man negative gid yung opinion, marag yung gisaway ang G-trends in a way. Like, practice naman tayo! Pero dili siya mean.
Actually, na ito yung video, marag ex-girl trends, since basta tulo sila kabok, and then they were saying na, oh, okay raman ang criticism, and actually, katong kay Mimi, it was fun. Di lang bigyan na ng mga below the belt, na bastos, na marag. But si Mimi, marag very light radaw na, even they laugh about her jokes.
Yeah. So, mura ka gansaw lang kasi
friend. Oh,
kasi wala ka ng practice.
Oh, oh.
So, like, that's why murag
fun siya to watch.
And being that, like, di siya ka-follow trends. Like, kung ka mga vloggers karon kay kung unsa ang video sa isa, isunod, like, spicy noodle challenge.
Oh,
like,
I fucking hate that challenge.
Diba? And then, ordering what the person in front of me ordered. And I'm like, why would you do that? Like,
I know, I hate
gas, it. Gas siya. And at the same time, like, I don't know how. Ako boringan ko gingan na.
Although we did the Jojo Y na totropa.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I mean, mamili pod ka. I think Mimi does some.
Yeah.
But
dili all.
You know when, like, mutanaw ka YouTuber and Spicy Noodles Noodle Challenge, same time, you'd, like, I feel like it's a tag almost.
Yeah, it's a tag. Yeah. And everyone's just doing the same thing and all the same content somewhere else. Mimiya has a lot of original content. Yeah, she does
fresh
some
content.
Some like kana maing ana, but nagi siya fresh na yung own.
Oh, siya idea. Na
like who's this that you said si AC?
Oh yeah, AC.
So AC's life on YouTube is also one of those really good people who just delivers fresh content and original and doesn't really follow the trend on YouTube. And because of that, Mimi has actually a very, it's very witty.
And I know, yeah.
Dili siya common actually for Philippine YouTubers na witty. Dili, I mean, I'm not saying a dumb siya. I'm just saying na, si Mimi Manggod, paspas siya brain, like her commentaries are smart.
Amazing
her comebacks, di man gi siya mean.
Gagawa siya intelligence.
Gagawa siya intelligence. Mm. siyang videos. Like the way she talks and yung jokes kay dili kay funny without being vulgar.
Yeah.
She doesn't make sex jokes or kanang rape jokes, some mga really problematic jokes or anything like that to make herself funny. Wala siya gina-okray, wala siya gina.
Oh, I like your word kina-okray because marag sometimes maglain kina siya ng energy. Because, okay, pwede ka manganchaw sa mong friend and all that, pero okray kayo, maragrabi kayo siya ka-negative. And then, dili kayo din nga si Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I know it's bad na, as Filipinos, parang, sometimes we always associate okrayan and ingana na type of funny to people who are gay. For si Mimi, it's like, well, you know what, I'm different and we all have different personalities and where you don't stereotype someone na in that spectrum na gapang okray lang or ingana ang type of humor.
So, yeah.
It's good to see something different na mas na yung diversity sa YouTube space.
Yes, and dili siya, she doesn't do like a spectacle to make herself look more interesting.
Mm-mm.
Which is what a lot of YouTubers tend to do.
Yeah.
And some of them tend to even do clickbait.
Yeah. So we make it as long as you check energy, which is infectious because
natural yung taas energy.
Yeah.
Kabalo ka na, she's not really trying too hard.
Right? And then she was doing chalk got her to host, to be one of those people who would interview stars during the ABS-CBN ball, during the red carpet.
Yeah.
And you can see her intelligence good and she's so funny. So that was really enjoyable to watch. So I think Chuck made the right decision to get Mimi as that, to be that person to do that. So that's why we like Mimi. So
far, there hasn't been any more of problematic things that, you know, sometimes, diba, some YouTubers, they may be funny or witty, but then they'll say things, they'll slip, and then they'll say some problematic things.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm sure once
or twice, but sometimes some people,
their
politics shows, or their, you know, but si Mimi, so far, she has been just really a positive and different and fresh, like, entry into this whole YouTube world.
Yeah. It's a contribution good. Mm-hmm. I think nag-isa gina contribute sa YouTube o sa entertainment.
Yeah, because we always kanang sa entertainment and even sa influencers, we have these skinny, fair skin,
rich.
Yeah, rich girls and maybe some boys.
It's like, "Oh, I went to wherever and I have the
And, you know, we like Mimi Yu, and we don't... And Mimi Yu is just so different.
Yeah.
Which is, Mimi Yu is, like, more us than those rich girls.
Yeah, mas relatable siya.
And I think that's why we love her.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Catch us on our next episode.
Bye.
Bye.